to everyone from Brisbane, Australia, and welcome to the first video about the World Coal Conference 2013. Today I'm talking to Professor Mike Levy, who is chair of the steering committee for the World Coal Conference. This year's conference will be held at the Scottish Exhibition and Conference Centre in Glasgow, Scotland, from the 10th to the 13th of July. To begin with, Mike, can I call you Mike?
Yes, please call me Mike. It's easy to remember.
Oh, yes. Mike, can you tell me a little bit about World Coal? A little bit about the history and its aims and ambitions?
Yeah, sure. World Coal aims to support and enhance the use of new technologies in language teaching and learning. We use CALL as the general label, but that is that covers all kinds of different uses of new technologies. And we've got really three main aims or principles. And the first one, I think, is the worldwide focus. So we're really trying to think about connections between different regions of the world and how we can help and support one another. And part of that is a sort of skills and knowledge transfer, particularly between nations and regions that might be more well-resourced and areas which are underserved. And part of all of this, of course, as well, is developing professional relationships among language teachers, researchers, and even industry partners sometimes.
And about the history of the World Coal?
Yes. Well, we've had three World Coal conferences so far. This is the fourth one coming up. So there's a bit of a tradition now. They occur every 5 years or so. The first one was way back in 1998, actually in Australia at the University of Melbourne. And the second one was in Banff in Canada. That was 2003.
Yes.
And the last one was in 2008 in Fukuoka in Japan.
Great. And I know that the Melbourne one was the conference of the year.
It was, yes, which was very exciting.
Of course. So it started in Australia, went to North America, traveled to Asia, and now it's in Europe.
That's right. So we're getting around.
You are. Yes, definitely. I know this conference is particularly close to your heart. What makes it special or so different?
Yeah. Well, it's hard to actually put your finger on what makes it special or different, but it is. And I think it's to do with the fact that it only happens every 5 years or so, because many of the regional CALL conferences occur every year. But I think it's the fact that you tend to have people who perhaps don't normally get together, coming together and sharing their ideas and their interests. And that's special. So the conference acts as a kind of bridge between all these islands of activity around the world. And I think the big thing about the World Coal Conference, and this has been the case right from the start, is the scholarship program, where we try and support people who wouldn't normally be able to attend the conference. And we support them through, you know, travel and accommodation and so forth, so that folks who wouldn't normally be able to come can attend the conference and benefit from all the ideas and the people that are there.
That's great. How many are you prepared to give this year? How many scholarships?
I believe there's 14 scholarships this year. So, you know, we're very pleased with that result, and these 14 individuals are coming from all different parts of the world.
Wow, that's great. Finally, what are you most excited about and looking forward to this year's conference?
Yep. Well, I guess personally, I've been working in this area a long time, and I have many friends and colleagues who I've known for many years. So that, you know, is just tremendous to see all these people. But I think more broadly, it's this wonderful opportunity for people to come together and to exchange ideas and, you know, make collaborations and friendships often. And in the past, we've found that the conference can act as a catalyst. And, you know, people who might meet for the first time at the conference continue their discussions for many years after the conference, and it can lead to collaborative projects and exchanges and all kinds of interesting things in the longer term.
Brilliant. So much to look forward to. Any final words to the participants?
Well, I hope all your preparations are smooth and everything goes well, and that your travel is straightforward. And I look forward very much to meeting all of you in Glasgow in just 2 months' time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. So for now, goodbye from Brisbane and see you all in Glasgow.
Bye.
Bye.